Welcome back. This is Power Hour Radio. This is your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway. So happy that you're with us this morning. And always remember that comments made on this radio program on my part or on the part of any of my guests are for entertainment and educational purposes only and are not to be construed as medical diagnosis or treatments. We know that. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. We just share information with you. And I want to remind you that we have the premium muscadine grapeseed on special this month until the 30th of the month. Buy one, get one. And again, an amazing antioxidant product. I absolutely love this product, and get one is a great deal. So call the team, 800-405-1607. Again, 800-405-1607, and place your order today. Or get out to powerhourradio.com. Again, powerhourradio.com. That will give you the information that you need, certainly the numbers to call, and you can get that product and others ordered. So, as always, when I interview guests on the show, I get excited about the information that I read about them and the information that they have put out there. And today is no exception. I am very excited to bring onto the show Max Egan. Max is an artist, musician, himself a radio host, a blogger, an author, a YouTuber, and a truth seeker. And he's coming on the show today. He's going to share with us various different things about himself and his perspective with respect to the 5G rollout, Wi-Fi, artificial intelligence, and the IoT, the Internet of Things. Max, welcome to the show. Joe, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about how you got so excited about all of these things that you talk about.
Well, basically, if you look at me, I mean, I'm a musician. I kind of lived on the outside of society for most of my life, and I saw that things were very wrong from when I was a very small child, which is what caused me to become a musician and to just not participate in society as much as I could. And I spent a lot of my time researching ancient history, and you go down that rabbit hole, and that path opens up all the other rabbit holes, and you begin to realize that nothing is what we seem, nothing is what we think it is. And so, it just sort of becomes a hobby for you. But then, as with so many other people, when 9/11 happened, it became very serious. And this was a big event we'd all been waiting for to usher in this new control grid they wanted. And so I became very active when that happened. And I've been kind of speaking out ever since. And I just kind of offer my perspective on what I see. And what I see, I mean, the main focus of what I look at really is freedom. And, that covers all aspects. That's why I don't really have a niche. A lot of people will say, well, what field do you cover? And really it's freedom. And freedom encompasses all aspects of this control grid because there's so many aspects to it. And until you're prepared to step back and look at it all as one thing, you're never really going to find the way out. And you're never really going to see what they're doing because too many people get focused on one aspect of it. And they fail to see the rest that's going on around them. So I've been kind of looking at it for a while, and I'm seeing this whole smart system rolling out underneath everything else. And really, it comes down to that. When you see what it is and what the IoT and the smart system is really going to be and how it all ties in with social crediting and everything they want to roll out, you realize that this is the new world order. And everybody's accepting it under the guise of convenience. It's just this subtle thing that's rolling out in their lives, and they're not looking. They're paying attention to all these wars and conflicts and the tax bills or whatever the government's doing, all this theater that we have, but then we're looking at what's happening below the surface. And so that's what I've been kind of focusing on and hoping people will pay attention to it because, we're really moving into a new reality at the moment. I mean, they're calling this the second industrial revolution, and it really is. It's going to be that disruptive to our society, and there's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with moving into a smart society. There's nothing wrong with digital anything, really. It's just who's controlling it. And people aren't factoring in the reality that the world is run by criminals. And so that's what I'm trying to get people to pay attention to.
Well, it's fascinating that you should say that because even things that are coming out on mainstream news would have people, if they were paying attention, wondering about the people who are running it all, wondering about the potential for criminality, if you will, and understanding that some of these people who present this front that they're in it for us and they've got our backs and they're going to do everything they can to make our life the best it can be really are not that at all, not in any way, shape, or form. And they're in it for themselves. They're in it for the control. And, And so many of the things that we see, at least so many of the things that I'm seeing and that I'm paying closer attention to, are indicating that there is this big world order, and there is this mindset on the part of those people that they need to be in control and control the little people.
Well, yeah, and look, people simply aren't looking at things realistically. You know, when they look at government, they see this big, powerful entity. They see these figures who appear larger than life to them. You know, they see them on the television, or they see them in a parade or at a meeting, and they're up there at a podium with all these press reporters around them, and the little people aren't allowed near, and all this sort of stuff. So it creates this sort of image of these people being larger than life, but they're just people. They're just people. And when they get in the back room and the cameras aren't on them, they're talking the way normal people are talking. They're just making deals. They're sitting around drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, and doing the things that normal people do. You know, and they're making deals with each other. And all of the governments are working together. It's one big entity. And, you know, the fact is that people can't really comprehend that, oh, it could be a criminal entity. They just can't really seem to get it into their heads because it's government. It's their friend. It's their protector. It's this thing that looks after them. But look at your society. Your society is a mess. The whole world's a mess because governments collude together to make it a mess. Really, when you look at the world, you know, it doesn't matter what problem we face, whether it's oil spills or environmental pollution or something going wrong somewhere. It happens because companies cut corners because it's more profitable to do it that way, because the legislation provides these leeways and these windows for them to do it. You know, everything that's wrong with the world is wrong because it's legislated to be that way. And this is far beyond mismanagement. You know, when you look at the state of the world, it's far, far beyond mismanagement. All these governments collude together. And even when, look what we've just seen in the United States, America and Russia threatening that they're going to go to war with each other. So what do? They go and bomb Syria. What's it got to do with Syria? You know, if America and Russia want to go to war with each other, then Putin should bomb the White House and the White House should bomb the Kremlin. Leave the rest of the people out of it. They don't do that. They bomb each other's countries and they collude together to say, oh, we'll stop bombing now and we'll rebuild our countries, get the economy back online. The whole thing is a charade. The whole thing is a charade. They create these theaters of conflict. Now, your government is there to protect you from all the other governments. It isn't the other people who want to attack you. It's the other governments who want to attack you. It's all governments working together to create this fear in their population, to bring about the environment where we need this smart grid. We need everything surveilled. We need all these cameras everywhere. We need a police state. We need all this stuff just to keep us safe. And when you look at it, false flag terrorism has been manufactured by government way back since Nero burned Rome. There were 262 million people killed by their own governments in the 20th century alone. There's been over 50 cases of false flag terrorism that the government has admitted to, absolutely admitted to. All governments, like the French government, the Russian government, the US government, the British government, the Chinese government, the Korean government, they've all admitted to all these false flag attacks they've done just over the last 20th century, at least 50. So why would people think that they're not still staging these events and that all of this scenario hasn't been manufactured to bring about this whole smart grid? Because really, when you step back and look at the world as one big picture, that's what they do. You know, we just don't look at government as being people. You know, we look at them as a non-human entity. But really, it's just people. It's people we employ to manage infrastructure for us, and they get into the office that they hold, and they abuse that office to delegate themselves powers they have no right to have, and they manufacture all these theaters of conflict all over the world to lock us into this situation we're in now. And the whole thing's been theater, and it's all been leading to this point all along, and it's about to move to the next level with what they're doing with the smart grid and the IoT. So that's what people need to pay attention to. They really do. I really think the smart grid and the IoT is what the entire resistance or truth movement should really be focused on now, because if we allow this transition to be controlled by the people who now control things, it's going to go to a really bad place, and there's not going to be much we can do about it once we get there, because it'll all be controlled by AI, and it will remove our ability to hold anyone liable for their actions, because it'll all be algorithms running things.
And I think that's probably the scariest thing for me. Not enough people are sitting up and taking notice. Not enough people are paying attention and setting out to do something about it. And that's where, you know, when I have guests like you come on the show and help us to increase the awareness and help us to put things into the proper perspective, I find that it makes moving forward, at least from my perspective, a little bit easier. I'm educated now. I have a better understanding. And what are some of the things that I can do to make sure that other people have this understanding and to move forward in a more positive direction from our perspective? These are the kind kinds of things that I appreciate being enlightened about, if you will. I have not always been so focused and enlightened on things like 5G and IoT and things like that. And having a guest like you help me to see exactly what they're doing and exactly what's happening and put it into the perspective like you've just explained and recognize that they're not out there to take care of us and they're not out there to necessarily make things better for us. I appreciate that. And that's why I'm delighted to have you with us this morning.
Well, yeah, you know, people have got to look at what the IoT is. I mean, it could be very convenient, and it's being presented as something that is going to be very convenient, and like I said, it could be. But, you know, this convenience that we're being given, if you really look at the surveillance that underlies the convenience, there's the problem. Now, with the IoT, as the head of the FCC says, there'll be everything from pill bottles to plant waters. So you'll be able to walk into a supermarket, pick up what you want, and just walk out. It will detect what you've picked up, because everything will have a little chip, it'll all have an IP address. So the shop will know what you picked up, it'll detect it as you walk out, and by the time you've got to your car, that will be deducted from your account. That's all very well, and that's all very convenient, and that could be a great system to have. But what they're doing with it, I mean, you look at cryptocurrencies and where this is all going. Cryptocurrencies have been created as a real effort to remove ourselves from the banking system. I think it's actually been a positive thing, the creation of cryptocurrencies. But then you've got to look at what the government is doing to combat that. And what they're doing is bringing in the IoT, because once everything is digital, if all the transactions are digital, then it doesn't matter what sort of currency you're using. It could be cryptocurrency, it could be something controlled by the government, the fiat currency we're using now, whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as it's digital, then they're able to bring in the IoT. And that all seems very good. But what they're bringing in over the top of that is what they call social crediting. And this has been brought in China now, whereby people will be limited, their purchasing power will be limited according to their social crediting points. In China, you see situations where there's been, in particular, there's been one journalist who spoke out against the government, published an article they didn't like. They accused him of publishing fake news, and so they put social crediting points against him, and now his purchasing power has been limited. So that's the way it's going.
Okay, let's talk more about those things when we return. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Max Egan, giving us a totally different perspective. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, and I'm visiting this morning with an individual who's giving me a whole lot to think about, Max Egan. And, you know, Max, you were talking about the China social credit system, and I found it fascinating when I first learned about this and went out to research it. The big concern for me is the fact that they will eventually, I believe it's rolling out now, but I believe it's supposed to be in place by 2020. But what they are doing to the citizens in China, it's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling because, to your point, they give you the social crediting score as a result of what you do and have done as a person, not from the standpoint of your finances and your financial commitment, but rather from the standpoint of how you fit into their societal norm. And you can be given negative points, I guess, for smoking in a non-smoking zone, for, you know, not paying a parking ticket. There are various different things. But the end result is, if your score is low enough, they're going to be able to ban people from flying and from getting good hotel rooms, and they're going to be able to ban the kids from the best schools and stop you from getting a good job. And it's just amazing what they're going to be able to do. And it's just, it boggles the mind, in my opinion, that they can collect so much data about people and then be able to put people into these categories based on their social credit and then determine the rest of their lives based on this social credit.
Well, yeah, and that's the way it's going. See, the way they're doing is they're saying it's your trustworthiness is what they're basing it on. See, if you disagree with the government, you must be untrustworthy, or if you're spreading a story that the government doesn't agree with, hasn't been proven to be true by the government, then you must be untrustworthy. If you're smoking in a non-smoking area, when the sign says don't smoke, you're untrustworthy. So it's your points of being trustworthy, how trustworthy you are according to the social standards that have been set by the government. And that's the way they do it. That's the way they're saying it will make a more trustworthy society, and it will prevent Terrorism, of course, they're saying will be the big salvation for it all. But the way they do it, see, they can limit your purchasing power, and they do it through algorithms. See, the guy that I was talking about, the journalist who published the story, he was given a fine for publishing that story, so he published it. And, I mean, he paid the fine and thought everything was good. And then a couple of weeks later, he went to buy an airline ticket, and he got told he wasn't qualified for the airline ticket. And he's not qualified to buy high-tier train tickets. So, essentially, he can't leave the country because he can't get on a high-tier train. He can't get on an airline. So he's basically stuck there unless he wants to drive to the border and drive across, and then they'll probably hassle him at the border because he won't be qualified to cross or something. And when this happens, there's no appeal process. There's no one he can call to say, well, why am I not qualified? They just say, well, the machine said so. And that's all we know is that the machine says you're not qualified. So it's an algorithm that does it. And the rule in China is that once you're deemed untrustworthy, you're always untrustworthy. You never get your credit points back. So that's it. He's disabled from these things for the rest of his life. So this is how they deal with dissent. You know, for all the things you've posted on Facebook and all this sort of stuff, you know, they can go back right since the beginning. They've been collecting data right since the beginning. Don't think they haven't. They've collected everything, every email, every digital thing that anybody's ever done. They have it on record. And they can limit your social crediting points. They can limit your purchasing power according to your social crediting points. So it's all very well to create things like cryptocurrencies to free us from the banking system so we can all be our own bank. That's great. But if we're going in and purchasing stuff at a store where it is controlled by the IoT, everything has its own IP address, and there's certain products you simply can't buy because you're not qualified to buy them, then it doesn't matter how much money you've got in the bank. If you can't spend it, then you can't spend it. It doesn't matter how much you've got. And it's all fiction anyway. So that's where they're going with it, and that's what the social crediting system will do. And with the IoT, once everything becomes smart, you've got things like there was a guy in Australia last year was arrested because his refrigerator was listening to him and he said something incriminating over a breakfast conversation, and the police raided his house and got him for something or other. And it's all very legal for them to do that. So your clock radio can be listening to you while you're in bed having a conversation with your wife or husband. You say something the algorithm doesn't like, and suddenly you find your social crediting points are limited. And with the 5G grid, the whole the way they're putting in these towers everywhere, these transmitter towers, because this is a very, very small millimeter wave, this can create active denial zones in certain areas. You can effectively lock someone into their own home with the 5G grid. I mean, it isn't just about lightning fast communication. Of course, they need that for the IoT anyway. They need something like 5G to handle the enormous amount of bandwidth it's going to take to have everything having an IP address and all these millions of transactions going on at one time. So you can see where it's going, but they have to have the IoT for it to happen, and they can limit your purchasing power by your social crediting points, and that's where they're going. And they will basically squeeze dissenters out.
Just for a second, we need to go to break. Stay with us. This is Power Hour Radio.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a moment after messages. Welcome back. You're listening to Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Max Egan. And we're talking about things that are pretty concerning, but things we need to be made aware of, things we need to have a better understanding of. I know, for example, when I first started to learn about the social crediting points and the entire program that's going on in China, my concern was, wow, if they are able to watch people so closely, that's a pretty scary thought. And then just now, before going into the break, listening to you and listening to you talk about their ability to be able to watch people, to be able to identify content of emails just by having the emails readily available to them if they are, in fact, looking at that information. This is not something that we hear about in mainstream news. If somebody says to me, oh, wow, have you heard about 5G? What they want to share with me and what they want to talk with me about is how lightning fast things are going to be. You'll be able to download a video in 30 seconds rather than 5 minutes. And, you know, and it goes on and on and on, some of the things that they talk about. But they always make it sound as though that technology is going to be the next best, greatest thing without giving any consideration to so much of what we've learned already with respect to the fact that they're watching us.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, they're watching us in every single thing that we do. You know, and this is what they do on all the social media sites and on YouTube and Facebook. You know, there's algorithms running everything. Now, you notice when you watch something on YouTube, for example, you'll get the suggestion of what you want to watch next. because, and it's the same with Google. When you search for something on Google, it tailors your search results on what you've searched for before. Because Google, when you type something into a search engine, you're not just searching for something, you're telling the internet what you're thinking. So it's mapping the human terrain, it's mapping what you're thinking, so it's giving you results by what it believes you will want to see, not what there is to see, what you want to see. So the person next door who may have a completely different interest to you, if he searches the same term, he's likely to get different results. So how does that make any communication with your neighbours possible if you're both getting different results on things you're searching for? All this sort of stuff's going on. And when you go to Facebook and stuff, you know all the ads that they run on the side of Facebook and on the side of YouTube? All these ads that are running all the time, do you know anybody who clicks on any of these ads? Nobody ever clicks on any of these ads. What are they there for? It costs money to run ads all the time. And if nobody clicks on them, why do they run them? They're running them because these are all data miners. These are all watching what you're doing on your Facebook page. They're tracking the information, sending it off to advertising companies so they know which ads to target you with and all sorts of stuff like that. So they base it all on this economic profit thing, and it all cross-matches and it all cross-correlates, and they work out people's social profiles and what they want to see, and that's what they give them. You know, but with the whole Internet of Things, the whole 5G thing, it might be lightning-fast downloads, and that's going to be really good, but you've got to look at, this is military-grade technology. This is what they use for active denial systems, microwave cannons. They could specifically target certain areas and put them into active denial zones. And when you start getting more esoteric about it, you start looking into things like the chemical spraying, which we know is going on, the chemtrails, the geoengineering that they call it, the nanotech that is in everything now. It could feasibly be possible that they can literally target individual people for active denial, so that there's certain people who simply can't enter into certain areas. Did you see that document that was leaked recently, psychoelectric weapon effects? Did you manage to catch that?
No.
It was published on Popular Mechanics. There's a guy who put in a Freedom of Information request for looking for something completely different. But in the file that he got, there was a zip file included with what he got. And this zip file contained all this information about the effect of psychoelectronic weapons. You know, they forced memory blanking, reading thoughts, induced changes to hearing, sudden violent itching under the eyelids. You know, you get a person to gouge their own eyes out. All sorts of things they can do with this 5G. Plus the fact that, I mean, it's 5G. It's going to be like we're all living in an airport scanner all the time. So you're going to see a huge increase in sicknesses and stillbirths and radiation effects. And they'll pop it off as whatever, you know, vitamin D deficiency or whatever. More vaccines for people to fix the problems that are suddenly becoming because of whatever, you know, they'll cook up some excuse. And no one will attribute it to what it really is, which is 5G. But, you know, the potential for this, for abuse of this system is absolutely through the roof. And the dangers of 5G radiation are through the roof anyway. So, you know, whatever we're getting, we shouldn't be getting a 5G system. But when you look at this whole Internet of Things and you think, well, it's all about convenience, but this convenience is actually mass surveillance of every single aspect of your life, being able to track everything you do, everything you say, everything you think, and even to be able to track conversations you're having in the privacy of your own home. And if you say something or think something outside the box, then they limit your purchasing power by limiting your social crediting points, and there's simply no appeal process. And this is what they're doing in China. Another thing they've done in China is someone who is limited by the government's on the government's credit blacklist through social crediting, they've also changed the ringtone on their phone so that when someone calls them, they get a message saying the person you are calling is on the government's credit blacklist. Do you wish to proceed with this call? So it discourages people from even wanting to associate with them. So they end up getting, you know, ostracized, and they stand out a little bit in society. They look a little bit different. They don't get the things that other people need and the other things that, you know, other people want and the normal services that people get. So they stand out a little bit. So then they get ostracized and pushed into the smart prison. No one really wants to associate with them, so they get pushed into that smart prison system. They've also brought in glasses now in China, facial recognition glasses, where they're able to pick a face out of a crowd. So if you're someone of interest, they can pick you out of a crowd. They recently arrested a guy, I think, last weekend, out of a crowd of 60,000 people who were attending a rock concert. Presumably everyone was looking at the stage even. And they picked this guy out of 60,000 Chinese people at this conference, and they arrested him and took him out of this concert. So that's the way they're going with it. And that's what's coming to all of our societies through this IoT and this social crediting. It's a mass surveillance system. And until we're prepared to acknowledge the reality that our governments are criminal institutions, otherwise this system would not be being put in place. And it isn't being put in place to protect us from terrorism, because if it wasn't for governments, we wouldn't have terrorism to begin with. You know, we've really got to step back and look at this and look at how we're being played. You know, government should be there to manage infrastructure for us in a responsible manner, and they're not doing that. They're manufacturing wars, they're creating this entire theatre of conflict and this entire theatre of fear in order to lock us down into this surveillance system that we don't need and we don't want, and it will limit our human potential to every possible degree that you can think of. It will put free thinking completely in a box and bury it somewhere, never to be seen again. People will be scared to think outside of the box, because all it will take is to threaten people to not only limit their social crediting, but you imagine someone who's grown up in an iPad world gets threatened to be locked out of the internet and denied access to their digital personality. These people will have a complete mental breakdown if they're shut out of the internet. That's all it takes to keep people under control, is to give them this digital system and then threaten to lock them out if they don't do what they're told. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And that's pretty scary. No, I had been aware of that. I came across the article that mentioned that the other day, and all I could think of was, you know, the fact that the military and the government is so heavily involved in all of this, in my opinion, speaks volumes from the standpoint of what they're prepared to do and why they're doing it. Another thing that you brought up that I found was interesting, people will say to me all the time, oh, are you kidding me? You think that they're watching you on your computer? You think that they're collecting any data on you and your computer? And I'm here to tell you, I went out and I did exactly what you were talking about a few minutes ago. I clicked on a site and I wanted to order something from that site, or I wasn't going to order from the site, but I wanted to be aware that I could actually obtain it when I walked into the store. And I found it so fascinating because, just to make it simple, I was looking at different blouses, and I found it so interesting. For the next several weeks, every time I opened my computer, I had an ad from that particular company, and they were displaying blouses for me to look at. Now, how did I get picked out to look at blouses? It was because I went out there and I was looking at blouses, and now all of that stuff was being fed into, to your point, some algorithm. And to this day, this has been several weeks ago, but to this day, I still get constant ads from that particular company. Obviously, I don't get out there and look at a lot of things, or I'd get ads so much I couldn't even open my computer. But at least in that case, I did see where it was actually happening. They were actually targeting me as a person interested in that particular product.
Yeah, see, and people think, oh, well, why would they be listening to you? You know, I think there's a whole bunch of people sitting at this bunch of monitors monitoring certain people, and why would they be listening to you? Well, no, it's algorithms doing the whole thing, picking up the whole lot. And for example of what you're saying, I've got a friend who was in California, and she was having a conversation with a friend of hers over creating homemade massage oil. And her friend had her mobile phone in the room. She didn't have her mobile phone in the room, but her friend's mobile phone was there, and there were three women sitting around having a conversation. And when she got home to her computer, she punched up Facebook, and there were all these ads on Facebook for how to make homemade massage oil. Now, this was her voice picked up by her friend's phone that knew to put ads on her Facebook page from a conversation she was having. Think about that.
I don't want to think about that. That is watching me a little bit too closely. We're talking about fascinating things and information that you need to be aware of. Stay with us. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway. We'll be back in just a few minutes after messages. Welcome back. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Max Egan, and he is sharing with us information that just boggles the mind. So the story you were telling as we were going to break, Max, was three women sitting around talking. A cell phone happened to be in that room, and based on what this cell phone captured in terms of information, when the person got home and went out to, I believe you said, her Facebook page, there were ads for homemade massage oil. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it wasn't even her phone that was in the room that was listening to the conversation. So, you know, that's how deep it goes. You know, they track everything. See, they have to, you know, you've got to understand this is all about mapping the human terrain. And in order to map the human terrain correctly, you need all information. And it isn't that they're monitoring everything because they think you're a terrorist. They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what everybody's thinking. They want to know what the general zeitgeist of the human condition is so they can mold it and they can target people with ads, and they can target people with the information that they think these people want to lead them in the direction they want to lead them into. I've done this whole thing like with the truth movement even. Like, you look at the truth movement. Where did the truth movement really come from? It came from the 9/11 attacks, really. That's what spawned it. Even I said, that's what caused me to start really speaking out and taking this all really seriously. You know, but why did they make 9/11 so obvious? Because it was so obvious. I mean, anyone who looks into that, you know, you can see that it was a staged event. There's no way it was done, you know, according to the official line of events. So, you know, they could have done it a lot better. Why did they make it so obvious? They did it because it spawned the birth of the truth movement. And they put out the internet, created the World Wide Web. What is a web? What is a net? What do? They catch things. You know, where did the internet come from? It was created by CERN. It's a military application. It was created so that military scientific labs could communicate with each other. And then they put it out as the World Wide Web, the net, the international net. And then they staged this major terror attack, and they started their war of terror. Then you had people like Alex Jones and all these people going out there going, you know, fear, 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 waking all these people up so they could see who was the awake ones, who is going to be going into the smart prisons, who's going to be posting all this stuff. We can get tabs on them all now and bring in this whole social crediting system later. This has been the plan all along, you know, to bring in this whole web and this whole social crediting system over it, to turn it all digital and have tabs on everybody right since the internet began, so they know what everybody's thinking. And that's what 9/11 was. They were just fishing. Just fishing to see who the awake people were and who the awake people weren't. And that's what the whole truth movement's been all about. And then as soon as it starts getting some sort of a, you know, wave and cresting and building, they introduce all of this stuff, like, you know, flat earth or whatever, just stuff to get people fighting amongst each other and keep us all arguing amongst each other about who to point the finger at, rather than looking at the overlying thing, the big umbrella over the whole thing, stepping back and looking at it all as one big picture and seeing what this has been about all along. And when you look at what the internet is and what they've done with it and what social crediting is going to mean, you can see how this has been constructed this way right since CERN introduced this into our society. And that's what it's been about all along. And that's what 9/11 was about. That's what the whole truth movement's been about. And now it's got to the point, you know, everyone's sitting back waiting to be saved. They're thinking this big, you know, this whole QAnon and 4chan and all this stuff that's going on, Trump's mass arrests and all these things. It makes no difference what happens to the United States government, because the United States has finished as a world financial power, and the whole Chinese One Belt, One Road trade system is coming online. All currency is going to trade and shift over to digital, probably some form of crypto that the government will try to control. And the United States will lose its position as the global reserve currency. You could bring down the entire deep state in the United States. It's not going to make a lick of difference to the IoT or the smart grid or the social crediting system that's coming on in all of our countries. And if you want to, you know, bring the United States down, it has to be a controlled demolition. You have to do it by financial means. So you've had Trump come in and basically isolate the country, pull it away from Europe, give Europe the excuse to embrace China's One Belt, One Road system and make it look like a natural affair. And Trump will be, oh, we've got to bring the country back online, bring all the industry back online, slowly introduce the Chinese work ethic in America to bring the country back online over the next, you know, 10-year period or so. So this is where it's all going to go, you know, if people don't pay attention to what's happening. And it's all going to be based on social crediting. And that's what the whole thing's been about. That's what the truth movement's been about. And like I said, people simply aren't factoring in the reality that the world's run by criminals. This is a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal that is posing as government in all of our countries. All these people are in abusive office. And until we stop believing we can petition these people or vote people in or vote people out or whatever, we're never going to get anywhere. We've got to identify the root core of the problem and call these people out for what they are and get some accountability. Bring it back to natural war if that's what we have to do. But we've got to realize the danger that the entire human race is in, because this 5G is coming online in every country you can think of. It's coming online in Russia. It's coming online in Iran. It's coming online in every country, Philippines, Thailand, China. Every country you can think of is rolling this out. So it affects everybody. And once this is all rolled out, you're not going to really need government. You know, it's all going to be run by algorithms, and that will determine who is penalized, who isn't. It's all going to be algorithms. There will be no appeal process for any of it. Government would just be able to sit back behind the scenes and pay themselves massive wages and pretend they're running things, but it will all be run by the algorithms. And that's the way we're going. So we need to pay attention to it. We really do.
You know, it's fascinating because we used to always say follow the money. And a couple of months ago on the show, someone that I was speaking with said, it's not follow the money as much as it is follow the control. And when we look at what you're saying, certainly with all of that information and with them being able to plug us into an algorithm, it's something that we can't dispute in any way. What is that if not control?
Well, absolutely. See, at the moment we've got some form of a window because we have an opportunity to hold certain people liable for their actions. And we can refuse this 5G grid if we realize what we're dealing with is people. There's been a great deal of success happening with the Empower movement and the liability notices they've been taking against the smart meters. I mean, it's a small step, but it's a step that you can take. And a lot of people in doing that, they stopped the smart meters being rolled out in Hawaii. They need the smart meters in place to monitor everything. They need, you know, it's an integral part of the system. But the whole 5G thing as well, you know, people have got to stop believing they need all these fast downloads and all this stuff. I mean, what's the matter with waiting a couple of minutes? And even if we're going to have fast downloads, there's other ways to do it without having an active denial system being used as the basis, as the carrier wave. We don't need this. I mean, when you look at the possibilities of 5G and what underlies it, the fact that it's active denial, now this is a very, very dangerous system to be putting in place in any environment. And we've seen all sorts of problems happening in societies and communities where this has been installed already. We've seen stillbirths and all sorts of stuff where people that have got these poles outside their houses. So it's just not what we want. It's not the way we should be going. People need to pay attention to it. They really do. And realize that they have to stand up against their politicians, and now's the time they have to do it.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Now is the time. If we don't do it now, it's going to be too late. Stay with us. You listen to Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Max Egan. And when we come back after news and messages, we'll take some calls. If you'd like to give us a call, if you'd like to ask Max a question, reach out to us here. You can call in at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back after news and messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. You're listening to Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, and I'm visiting this morning with Max Egan. Max, we have some callers, but before we go to callers, I just want to remind people that anything that is said on the part of myself or any of my guests on the show are for entertainment and educational purposes only and are not to be construed as medical diagnosis or treatments. So let's go to callers. I'd like to go to Francis in North Carolina. Are you with us, Francis? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, folks.
Did you have a question for Max?
Well, actually, let alone a question, a commentary for that matter. First of all, wow. Talk about having your mind blown at this hour of the day with the commentary that's been stated so far, because, one, in hearing what I've heard, I'm reminded of a film that Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock was in called Demolition Man. And so even though they were embedded with a chip in their body upon being unfrozen or whatever case, thawed out or whatever, because it was a fascist dictator-type society down the road in the future, they don't have to do that if they don't really want to. Reason being is that you're already being chipped as is. How? Let's see. Making technology that is appealing, such as like your toy phone, your pad, and who knows what else that people use that they have their attention glued to while they're walking and trying to deal with everyday life. They were making the technology what I call STS, sophisticated, trendy, sexy. So the everyday person that's using this stuff is so seduced by it and the frequencies that are being emitted from it, they're oblivious to what's going on around them. They could be hit by a plane and not even know what they've been hit, let alone a vehicle. So the whole aspect of being surveilled and all that, it's like they're looking for it, sadly. As far as the 5G goes, it doesn't surprise me if they're coming up with this because, quite frankly, when you talk about what you discover on your computer screen after you've been somewhere else and shows up something similar or acquainted to that, that's getting eerie. But the fact that they're actually slowing down the service that you currently have and making you want the 5G to say that, oh, it's much faster than what you have now. Well, I guess so. They're slowing down what service you have now to say, oh, this is ridiculous. I should have had this at like 30 seconds ago or whatever, for that matter. Basically making people want it, period. Like dangling a T-bone steak or a lobster tail in front of your nose, covered with tartar sauce or cocktail sauce, doesn't matter. So people need to wake up and snap out of it.
Well, yeah, they are. Yeah. And even beyond that, what we were talking about earlier with the nanotech and the chemtrails and the stuff, I mean, everybody's got nanotech in them. If you look at studies into Morgellons syndrome, you can take saliva or flesh or blood out of anybody that doesn't display symptoms of Morgellons, and you can culture Morgellons out of anybody in a petri dish. So we're already chipped. I mean, we've already got nanotech in us that can be activated through the 5G system. And through the 5G system, when you look at that document that just got released, the psychoelectronic weapon effects, they can do things like they can, artificial tinnitus, transparent eyelids, they can affect your hearing, they can control your dreams, they can control your visions, they can read your thoughts, broadcast thoughts, they can create all sorts of physical sensations all over your body, so they can already do it. The technology's there. The 5G grid is just simply going to put it in place so they can actually access everybody. And we don't even need to be microchipped to be able to access the system. They can just use our DNA. They can use our biometric resonance. They can use all sorts of things. They don't need to chip us.
Then the question then posed is, how does one go about expelling such nanite technology that's actually chipping you as is that you're inhaling?
Apparently there is a magnetic process that you can go through that I'm going to be looking into in the next couple of weeks. And I'll be mentioning it on one of my radio shows. So apparently there are a couple of processes you can go through to get the nanotech out of your body.
Interesting. Thanks so much, folks. Have a great one.
All right, Francis, thank you for the call. And to that point, I do want you, if you would please, to mention your website and other places where people can go and learn more about you and learn more about what you have to offer.
My website is thecrowhouse.com. You'll find links to everywhere there. You'll find links to my Facebook page. I've also got a Steemit page, just Max Egan on Steemit. But you'll find all the links to everything on thecrowhouse.com. It's a pretty comprehensive website. There's about 2,000 pages on that website now. And everything's free. There's nothing to subscribe to. There's nothing to buy. It's all free. It's just an information portal. There's pages and pages and pages of archives going back to 10 years. So there's a lot of good information there. And it's all stuff that people need to know. There's nothing on there that's there to sensationalize anything. It's just a good portal, a good starting point to go and visit a lot of other sites from.
Well, you know, it's interesting because going out on your site, some of the audio and videos that are out there I find very fascinating. But for a long time, and you know this, Max, for a long time people would say, oh, those things are conspiracy theories, for crying out loud. Do you believe all of that stuff? And yet now, in today's world, in today's society, we have the internet. We have the ability to go out and do some research. And people who want to dismiss this as conspiracy theory really need to get their head out of the sand, because there's so much information that substantiates the things that you talk about. And we know some of the things that are going on. And, you know, to your point, that article that accidentally got sent to a person that actually talks about remote mind control, somebody had to write that up. Somebody had to look into those things. Somebody had to be able to present that data and put it in writing. And I don't believe it is just somebody that has this wild idea in his head. I firmly believe we know that the government has in some way, shape, or form been experimenting with mind control through a variety of methods. We know that. We've seen that. We've seen evidence of that. So I personally can't sit back and say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory anymore.
Well, you can't, and especially when you tie it in with things like nanotechnology. Now, there was a document that was put out by the Food and Drug Regulators in Australia 2 years ago. It was on the mainstream news 2 years ago. They were asking major food companies why there was nanotech being found in popular sauces, dressings, sweets, lollies, cereals, all sorts of stuff that are sold in Australian supermarkets. So if it's in Australian supermarkets, in all supermarkets around the world, the question is, why is it there? You know, and the spraying in the sky, they've admitted that they're spraying in the sky. I mean, look up, people, they're spraying in the sky. The sky is not blue anymore. It was blue when I was a child. It's not blue anymore. It's a silvery color. They've been spraying this substance in the sky. Anybody who does the research, you can go and pick up a piece of fruit from the supermarket and you can put it under a microscope and you'll find nanotech on the surface of the fruit in most stuff that you buy from supermarkets now. So it's in everything, and nanotech is in everything. So people have got to look at this, and you look at how they can control your mind. Look at the experiments they've done. MIT released results 5 years ago saying how they can now switch the genes on and off in rats using radio frequencies by injecting the rats with nanotechnology. This is 5 years ago, MIT, mainstream website. Perfect, you can go and look it up. You know, so it's in the mainstream. They're telling you what they're doing. All I'm doing when I'm presenting you this information is looking at stuff that is right there, available in the mainstream right now, and putting it all together. When you step back and you look at it all as one picture, this is what you see. And it's not a conspiracy theory at all. This is simply where science is going. And science is what is controlling things, and the economic system is what is controlling science, and that is the problem. Now, the government is just a facade. The government is there to manage the people farm of each country, which is all it is. I mean, each country, it's, like I said, it's a multinational criminal cabal, this whole government system. You can think of each country like a department store, a different franchise that they have to corral and order somehow, and they do it through the installation of fear in the minds of the people so they can lock them down into this smart grid. And the whole smart system is the whole New World Order. This is a surveillance system which will control every aspect of life. And that's what they want to do. And all you've got to do is look at the mainstream science reports, look at the reports of the new iPhones coming out, just see the capability of all these things. Look at the gaming community and look at where they're going with gaming, with electronic headsets and all this sort of interaction where you don't have to use a control anymore. You can think about controlling your game and it will communicate with you. What do you think they're doing with this? This is about developing an interface between the human brain and the computer, so that you don't need wires. Why would they be doing that? What, just to help the gaming community? Of course not. It's all tied together. So you've really got to step back and look at what's in the mainstream. And when you do, you look at it and you go, well, here it all is. And then you look at what they're doing in China with social crediting and these eyeglasses and all this stuff, and you go, well, there it is. That's it. That's the whole system. And once they put this in place and it's run by an algorithm and we lose all aspect of anybody, any liability because there's no appeal process, well, then there's no way out. That's it. Game, set, and match. It's over. So we need to pay attention to where we're being led with all this because, you know, and the problem is, you know, you try to present this to people and they think, oh, you're a technophobe. You know, well, no, there's nothing wrong with technology. What's wrong is who controls the world right now because we're not paying attention. And we've got to realize, you know, everything is wrong with the world because it's legislated to be that way. We've got to get that into our heads. These governments are not serving the interests of the people. All you have to do is look around you. You know, Exhibit A, the Earth. How can you tell your government of criminals? Exhibit A, the Earth. Have a look at the place. It's all legislated to be that way, folks. And we have to deal with this situation ourselves by realizing what we're dealing with is just people that we employ to manage infrastructure for us. And they're not doing that. They're locking us down into this system, and we don't want it. You know, if we're going to have a smart system, we need one that's going to serve us, not one that is going to serve the criminals that are running things right now.
Absolutely. Okay, we have another caller. I'd like to go right now to Dave in the Thumb in Michigan. Are you with us, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Dr. C. Good morning, Max.
Pleasure to have you here, brother.
Thank you, Dr. C. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. Sorry, Max. You know, Max, I discovered you through Chris and Cherie Geo. I never thought I'd hear you on GCN. I love it. Thank you, Dr. C. You have always been a beacon of truth and light to the medical, you know, people fighting the medical community. But now, oh, my God, you are the epitome of the truther community. I love it. You just blowing me away more and more. Every day I hear who you got on your show, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's got this guy on, you know. So anyway, I got an email last month, I think. They are trying to pass legislation here in Michigan. They want to put a, you know, this 5G network. It's going to consist of a cell phone tower every 500 feet in every right of way on every street in America. And you know, they're trying to pass laws or you know, regulations or, you know, codes or whatever, statutes. So they're not really laws.
Okay, Dave, I need to ask you to hold that thought and hang on if you would. We need to go into a break. Stay with us. You're listening to Power Hour Radio. This is your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway. We'll be back in just a few minutes after messages. Back, you're listening to Power Hour Radio. This is your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, and we have Dave in the Thumb on the phone. And before I go any further, Dave, I want to give credit where credit is due. I have Max with me this morning because of my producer. My producer is Erin Dakins, who says hello, by the way. But she is the individual who got Max on the show for me. So I want people to know that this was not my effort. This was her effort, and that's why she's here. So go on, Dave, if you would, about what's going on in Michigan.
Well, I'd like to thank Erin. She's awesome, too. Hello, Erin. But, you know, you have the cojones, if I may, to have Max Egan on. You know, a lot of people are afraid of these topics that you have been bringing up. And, you know, they're not conspiracy theories. That term infuriates me. I got a little guy here. So he's trying to get in the room. He wants to be on the air. But, you know, the CIA created that term back after they assassinated Kennedy to keep, you know, us wearing our tinfoil hats and everybody else looking at us like we got three eyes. So, yeah, in Michigan, they're trying to pass legislation so they can put a cell phone tower on every street in America and every right-of-way, every 500 feet. And I believe, Doctor, you had a guy on this last week talking about, or I heard, I'm not sure, I listen to a lot of different shows like yours, but I heard that it's a pretty weak signal. That's why they need it every 500 feet. So if you put up, if everybody puts a big hedge up around their homes, it can't penetrate through the trees and shrubs. That's why they're cutting down all the trees in all right-of-ways all over the this country. If in California, I heard that the fires, you know, Rockefeller and Rothschild, they own the PG&E, the electric company, power company there, where they had all those fires recently in Northern California. And they're being sued. They admitted that they didn't cut down those trees or trim them away from the power lines. And so now the people are begging for those trees to be cut down in this lawsuit. So, you know, they don't do anything without, unless they have an agenda, right?
Absolutely. That's the way they do it. And what you're saying about the towers being every 500 feet, this is really significant because, like I said, this is basically prison fences they're putting in around the city, you know, so they can cordon off active denial zones. And a lot of people are saying, well, this is, shows that the 5G system isn't going to be nationwide like they say because you need these posts every 500 meters. So how can they say it's going to be nationwide? Even the country areas are going to get 5G. They're all going to have great signal if you need these posts every 500 meters. Think about that. You don't need the posts every 500 meters. This is a prison fence. And because of the chemtrails and all the spraying they've done, the air's ionized now. So it's, the air's positively charged now. So I reckon that is what will carry the 5G carrier wave out to the country areas. So they'll still get a 5G signal. And these zones can be used. And like I said earlier, because people have nanotech in them, I think they're going to be able to personally target people for active denial through this system that they're putting in place around the cities. Plus it gives the ability to be able to cordon off certain areas. I mean, the things they can do with this, the amount of abuse that's open for this system is just through the roof, you know.
Absolutely. So I tell people, look, you can either believe me or your lying eyes. You know, just take a look around. Like you said, Max, the sky's not blue anymore. What do you mean? The sky was never blue? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
They're changing history, right? Well, you guys are awesome. I don't want to take up your whole call. I want to keep hearing you guys. Great interview. Thank you, Dr. C. And Max, you're awesome.
Thank you,
brother. Can't wait to hear you again.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So interesting that he said what he said. Last week I did have an individual on the show, and his name is Joe Imbriano, and Joe was actually talking about his fight to expose the dangers of Wi-Fi and the new 5G and LED streetlights and all of those things. And again, you know, for people who sit back idly and listen to all the hype about how exciting and how important all of these things are going to be for us, that's all they look at and that's all they pay attention to. They're not really paying attention to what is happening behind the scenes, and that's where you come in. You are helping to educate us and helping us to understand that these are the things that are going on. And I would like to visit with you about some of the things that you think that we can do personally to stand up and fight against all of this stuff.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, the problem is really that we've got this criminal class running the world, and our problem is that we petition these people, and then we'll take action against the 5G, we'll take action against the street lamps, we'll take action against the vaccinations, we'll take action against all these different things, all of which are a symptom of this overlying corruption that we just never face and we never admit. And until we admit that that's where the problems are coming from, they're just going to persist, is the unfortunate reality.
Stay with us. We need to go into another one of those breaks. We'll be back in just a minute after news or after messages and continue with the Power Hour show with Dr. Joanne Conaway. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Max Egan. And Max, going into the break, you were talking about some of the things that we can do, some of the things that we can do if we take the time to make ourselves aware and move forward in a more positive direction.
Well, yeah, you know, people have got to realize really what's going on here. I mean, for example, the LED street lamps and things that he was talking about earlier, or it was him or you was talking about this. Now, these street lamps, for example, there's a community in England in Gateshead where people have been having stillbirths from these things. These things are known to cause, you know, cancer, insomnia, neurological disorders, people having nosebleeds, all sorts of stuff. You know, so we've got to identify that what this 5G grid is doing, apart from giving us lightning fast downloads, is it's causing harm. And, you know, the basis of our legal system is the prevention of the causation of harm and to provide remedy when that harm is caused. So if the government is legislating that these things have to go in place and these things are causing harm, well, that doesn't give, nobody has the right to do that. It doesn't matter if they're in a particular office and they're claiming they're the governor or the mayor or whoever they are. They're causing harm. It's as simple as that. And that's not what we employ them to do. And that's abuse of the office that they hold. Now, we don't employ them to get into that office and create legislation and give themselves power that they don't have. You know, I don't have the power to cause harm to you. I don't have the power to regulate that you have to do a certain thing and I can put you in a cage if you don't. And all democratically elected governments claim to get the power delegated to them by the people. But I don't have the power to do that. So how can I delegate that power to government? I can't. Nobody can. They made it up. They just make it up. And they roll this out. They write it down on paper and say, now you have to do it because we wrote it down, even though we're causing harm. You know, and they're saying, it's the legal system. We're going to cause harm against you if you don't allow us to cause harm against you. It's ridiculous, you know. It's the way they've got this whole thing worked out, and we've just forgotten that we're dealing with people that we employ to manage infrastructure, you know. So, you know, we can take all these steps to deal with the 5G, even the liability notices and all this sort of stuff. That's a great step to do because at least it will empower people into believing they can make a difference, but ultimately that is not the solution. The solution is to realize that you're dealing with people who are causing you harm, and you have to identify that fact and name it for what it is. And society has to grow a collective backbone and stand up and do this because it's not what we employ our governments to do. It's as simple as that. That's what we have to do. You know, I've been saying right since the first time I ever went on air back in 2008 when I first got interviewed that the most important thing anybody can do is to build ties with the community because you need the people around you because we need to stand up as a community and deal with this problem, the problem that the world is run by this criminal class. And we can prove that by the amount of hardship that we're in. It's just that people are in cognitive dissonance about this fact. They don't want to face it. They don't want to admit that their government may possibly be causing them harm. But look at how we're struggling. Look at how you're struggling in your life. Look at all the things you have to do, how all of your rights have been more and more limited, how your police are wearing black Kevlar now to protect you from terrorists. They're not. They're there to make you walk between the lines and do what you're told, or they're going to put you in a cage if you don't. And that is not what we created these people to do. Now, originally we created police to prevent the causation of harm, and now all they're doing is causing harm. They're using terrorist tactics against the people. This is what the government is doing. They're using terrorist tactics against you to say you've got to have these smart meters on your home and these LED street lamps out there. They're saying, if you do not comply with our regulations, we'll use intimidation or we'll put you in a cage. If you look at the dictionary definition of terrorism, it's defined as violence or the threat of violence carried out against civilians as a means of coercion, often for political reasons. This is exactly what the government does to the people, and we simply don't identify that fact. So it doesn't matter what movement we start or what action we choose to take, what petitions we sign, who we vote in or who we vote out. And until we're prepared to identify the causation of harm and deal with it at its source, unfortunately we're not going to get anywhere. And that's going to take a strong, united, empowered community to do that. So people have to put down their stuff with the people around them and realize that we're all facing this problem together. And if we stand together, we could heal the world in a day. We really could, you know. It's sad to see that it would be so simple to fix this if we simply stood up and called it and realized that these are just people. Forget about the office that they hold or the uniform that they're wearing. They're people. And not only that, they're your employees. So think about it. Think about what we're doing and what we could do as a strong, united voice if we just put down our stuff, put down our rabbit holes for a while. Now, all the stuff we're investigating, all these mysteries and all these things we want to find out, all of these problems exist and all these mysteries exist because we're not free. So let's establish some freedom. Let's identify where this control grid comes from, which is from our employees, and let's deal with that because we can. And now's the time that we have to. And if we don't, then it's game over, unfortunately.
Oh, to your point, it is game over if we don't pay attention and start doing something. I had a question come in. Ask Max about Starlink from Elon Musk along with 5G.
About what from Elon Musk?
Starlink.
Oh, Starlink. Mm-hmm. That's the whole satellite program that he wants to do with 5G. He wants to put up these little cube satellites and things. Whether he can even do that, I mean, I got to debate any of Elon Musk's space capabilities after watching that little stunt that he did sending that car up into space. Did he even do that? I mean, was that real? I mean, when he went up on stage and he said it looks so fake, you know, it's real. I mean, what was that? What sort of a statement was that? Did he even do that? I don't know. I don't even know if they'll need cube satellites to do it. I think that they've got the air positively charged enough to be able to get away with doing it just through the nanotech that they've been spraying for so long. Maybe he'll do that. Maybe he won't. I mean, he's an interesting character because he's talking out against the dangers of AI, and yet he's funding a lot of it. So he's an interesting character. I pay close attention to him.
Yeah, he is an interesting character. And some of the things that I read, I am skeptical. And, you know, to your point, can he do all of that stuff? I'm not sure he can. Maybe he can. But it's fascinating for him, or for me, listening to him or reading some of his stuff, to think that he feels like he can. And, again, to your point, he's kind of playing both sides of the game.
Yeah, he is. He's a strange character, so I don't trust him. Well, I don't trust NASA, really. I don't trust anything NASA tells us, by the way. I really don't. I don't trust any of their space programs. I think NASA is who is running the geoengineering program, very likely. I think that is a huge siphon for money for black budgets is what they mainly do in NASA. So it's anybody's guess what they're doing. You know, when you tie the whole thing together with CERN, you know, the geoengineering, the chemtrails, the vaccines, the 5G grid, you step back and look at the whole thing, the umbrella of social accrediting that they're putting over the whole lot, and you see where they're going with the whole thing. I mean, it's a really dangerous situation. The point is it's coming in all countries. All these countries that are pretending to be enemies with each other. A little thing I point out to people, like, you know, Iran is portrayed as the deadly enemy of the United States at the moment. Well, remember when Reagan was president and they bombed Libya because Gaddafi had that radio going in a bunker behind his quarters that was broadcasting anti-Western propaganda. They found out later that radio was all put there by Mossad. The whole thing was set up by Israel. Gaddafi wasn't doing anything wrong at all. But Reagan used that as an excuse to go in and bomb him, because he had this radio broadcasting. Well, look at Iran. Iran is portrayed as the deadly enemy of the United States. Iran hasn't got a radio broadcasting behind a bunker. It's got a major television station in New York, and it's got a major television station in LA. It's got a major television station in London. CNN's got a station in Tehran. So does the BBC. If these countries were really enemies, this isn't a radio broadcasting terrorist propaganda. It's a television station broadcasting anti-Western propaganda from New York. I mean, why is this allowed if these people are deadly enemies? They're not. They all work together. You go to Iran, what do you see? 5G. You see the whole smart grid, the IoT. What do you see in China? 5G. What do you see in Russia? 5G. What do you see rolling out in Turkey? 5G. Philippines? 5G. Thailand? 5G. New Zealand, Australia? 5G. England? 5G. Everything is 5G. You're not going to have a nuclear war and blow up all this infrastructure they're rolling out. And what do you see across Europe? You see the whole One Belt, One Road system, the whole Chinese new trade agreement coming online. And once this comes online, there's no need for them to be trading in US dollars. So the United States will lose its position as the global reserve currency. All this stuff that's happening, this theater with North Korea and all this is all theater. You know, North Korea was created after the Korean War. The whole foreign policy of North Korea is CIA-run foreign policy. It's created to be that little threat against the United States, so everyone will have this terrible fear of nuclear war, which is never going to happen. Nuclear war destroys all business, even if it's capable they even have a nuclear war, which I doubt, and that's a whole other show. But I don't even think nuclear war is possible, really, when you look at things. I think there's a lot of questions surrounding that whole scenario. I think nuclear war is a great threat. It serves a great purpose to keep people in fear of the other guys, but it destroys all business, and it will never happen because the world is run by business. And you're not going to destroy all this infrastructure they're rolling out because the infrastructure is what it's about. It's what it's always been about. And that's what people need to pay attention to. So we've got to deal with this. We've got to deal with this problem and realize where we're being led because, as I said, once it switches over to an algorithm running it all, then there's no accountability. There's no one to file any liability against or anything like that. And there's no appeal process. You'll just simply be locked out, and that's it. So that's what we have to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Stay with us. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, visiting this morning with Max Egan, talking about things that we need to be aware of. We need to sit up and take notice and start paying attention. We'll be back in just a few minutes after messages. Welcome back. This is Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway, and I've been visiting this morning with Max Egan. Max, I'd like to bring you back for any closing thoughts, if you would.
Well, you know, we're facing a clear and present danger, folks, and you hold the key to this prison by remembering who and what you are. You really do. We've got a very short window to turn this around. They expect the whole IoT to be online by 2020, and they expect it all to be handed over to AI by 2025. There are a lot of people that are standing up against it. There's people in Switzerland, for example. It's gone almost fully cashless in Switzerland, and the people are up in arms about it. They're not happy about it, and they're saying they don't want society. So that's all it really takes is for people to get together and make their voices heard and say, no, we don't want this. You've got to realize that your government are your employees and that you can stop this if you make your voice heard. But if you just say, oh, gee, I have to because they wrote it down on paper, then they're going to get away with it. And we can't let them get away with it because this is the end game. And now's the time for people to pay attention and step up to the plate. So hopefully you will. Hopefully you'll take this information seriously. And nothing that I brought you on the show here today is conspiracy theory. You can go and look all this information up on their very own websites. You can look at all the technology websites. Go and look at some of the technology talks. Go and look at some of the talks who are the big wigs of, you know, when they get together for these conferences like Sony and NVIDIA and what these people are saying and where they're all going. And you see that this is where they're all taking it. It's all based on this economic model and social crediting and political correctness. And it's all going to be run by algorithms, which will determine your purchasing power by your trustability and your political correctness according to what the algorithms determine that to be. And, you know, this is all being controlled by people that are not good people. Look at the track record of these governments. They haven't done a very good job. And that is controlling the shift. We've got to realize that that is who is controlling the shift into this new second industrial revolution that they're calling it. It could be a really good thing. It could be a really good time for humankind. But unless we factor in who is controlling it and the damage these people have already done, then we're going to be led to a very, very dangerous place that it's very, very difficult for us to get out of. So, and we just got to stand up for ourselves. Now's the time to do it. So hopefully you'll take something away from this show and go and research some of the stuff that I've said because all the information's out there. And pay attention to your community. Pay attention to what's happening around you and stand up for yourself because, as I said, now's the time we have to do it. And if you want any more information about me, my website is thecrowhouse.com. You can go there and find all this information. You'll find links to my Facebook pages. There's films that I've made, 10 years of radio shows in the archives, hundreds of hours of me talking about this sort of stuff. So it's all there on the website. It's all free. Please go and check it out and share it with people and get involved in your own community. There's also a website I've got called Full Circle Project, which is you can go there and you can find people in your local area and you can form action groups in your local area, support groups in your local area, find people who think like you and are aware of all this stuff and get involved in making a difference on the ground where you live because that's where it counts.
And that website again?
My website is thecrowhouse.com and the other website is fullcircleproject.net. And you'll find a community connector there. You can go and punch in your details, join the Full Circle Project, search for people in your local area and set up a meeting and go and meet people, get an action group You know, I meet a lot of people who say, look, I'm really awake and I don't have anyone to talk to. I don't have any support group around me. Well, here's how you can do it. But you've got to get involved. Get in there and start searching for people in your area and then send out messages to them and say, hey, let's meet. Let's chat. Let's meet on Skype or something. Get to know each other and talk to each other. And let's find what we can do to make a difference in our community, because, you know, we all can, and it's got to start on the ground where we live. And everybody has an opportunity to get involved, and they need to get involved. So, you know, now's the time to do it. I'm just providing, trying to provide that mechanism so people can do it. And I sort of purposely created it and then stepped away from it, because this isn't something I can lead. People have to lead themselves in their own community. And if their biggest problem is not having that support group around them, well, here's how they can find it, and that's fullcircleproject.net.
Well, I so appreciate you spending time with me this morning and sharing the information that you have, and I believe that you've helped a lot of people to understand a little bit more clearly what's going on around us. And, you know, there are those of us who take the time to look into some of these things, but there are many people out there, as we've talked about earlier on the show, that what's happening around them is marketed to be so wonderful and so good, and they're not looking at the rest of the story or the other side of the story. And you've helped us to do that in many different ways this morning. So thank you again so much for being with me and spending time with me. And I wish you a great rest of your day.
Back at you, Donna. Thank you for having me on. Pleasure to come on and talk to you anytime.
All right. We'll have you back again. Thanks again. You're listening to Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Joanne Conaway. And when I have individuals like Max on the show, once again, it's to help to share information. This is not something that I would say is an entertainment program today. This is an educational program today. This is information that we need to have and information that we need to share with the other people in our lives, our friends, our neighbors, our family, those people who can help us make a difference. When Max talks about some of these things that are going on and some of the things that are going to be instituted by 2020 and 2025. For those of us who have lived over a half a century, that's not very far down the road. And the people I think about are my children and my grandchildren and the impact that this is going to have on them. So get out there. Get out to thecrowhouse.com. Fascinating information and kind of puts it all together, if you will. And fullcircleproject.net, find those people, like-minded people in your community, and get out there and get something done.